This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know if I feel really good about this, but guess what I'm having for breakfast today? Coleslaw. Now, I'm eating this coleslaw. It came from El Pollo Loco. Is it El Pollo Loco or El Pollo Asado? Probably El Pollo Loco. And the coleslaw isn't really that bad. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't I eat coleslaw for breakfast? Then every day I could lose weight. Well, I think coleslaw... Isn't coleslaw more fattening than other salads? I think it is. I think it's about, I'm seeing anywhere from 150 to 200 calories per cup. So my guess is, yeah, coleslaw could be pretty fattening. I don't really know how to make coleslaw. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the coleslaw right now. Maybe you guys know. But it's not the dark green vegetables. See, for you to, like, really eat, you know, healthy, you have to have the real colorful sort of vegetables with the acanthine. Am I pronouncing it correctly? You know, where you have the dark greens and the bright reds. But then again, there are some purple cabbage type things in here, and cabbage is pretty healthy. So I'm kind of looking at this, and I'm like, okay, am I doing right? I don't really know how to make it. I'm actually going to look up right now how to make coleslaw. I never could stand coleslaw. I'm not a big fan of coleslaw at all. Why? Because it's a vegetable. I mean, if I'm going to have milky soup-like vegetables, I would, no. It just doesn't seem to work for me. Well, while I'm trying to figure out a coleslaw recipe, yeah, somebody said that it's a lot of mayonnaise, and maybe that's why it's fattening. Okay, so here we go. Here's a coleslaw recipe. You have red cabbage and carrots and coleslaw mix. You have a half a cup of mayonnaise. You have 2 tablespoons of white sugar. You have 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice. So lemon juice gives you some vitamin C. You got 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. You have 1 teaspoon of kosher salt. Yeah, don't ask me that. I know I should know what the difference is, but I don't. And then you add black pepper. And I got to tell you guys, okay, probably the mayonnaise is what makes this fattening. It doesn't make it the best choice in terms of salad. But if you're actually going to be, you know, eating donuts or bagels and cream cheese, maybe a coleslaw breakfast is the way to go. And while I'm on this nutrition kick, okay, I know, I'm really not the person to give you guys nutrition advice, but there's a headline out today on what is the best time of day to burn the most calories. And I've known this as a doctor. I've known that some people's metabolism varies throughout the day. So you may actually have a higher metabolic rate at certain times of the day. But I was a little shocked at what they found. They found that people burn 10% more calories in the late afternoon and early evening compared with the early morning. So me, I always thought it was early morning. Because your body's like, all right, we got to get you up. We got to get you going. You start to get the adrenaline. But maybe not. Maybe the body's like, wait a second. They were asleep. So they're going to start storing some fat, storing some calories. Then when you wake up, they're like, everybody hold the phone. Let's see what happens after she goes to the bathroom. And that makes sense. So according to study author Kirsa Marja-Zitting of the Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders at Brigham and Women's Hospital, she says the fact that doing the same thing at one time a day burns so many more calories than doing the same thing at a different time of day surprised us. Now, this could explain why night shift workers and other people that don't keep regular schedules have a harder time losing weight because some of these schedules may not align with people's internal clocks. They say it's possible that eating when your energy expenditure requirements are lower may tend to gain weight. Now, the new study didn't specifically look at that. What they did is they looked at, and I have this where, I apologize. They have the test subjects in a room. And I believe they had them for about 36 hours. And what they did is they measured, it was for 37 days. Men and women in the study lived in a laboratory without clocks, windows, phones, or internet, which eliminated environmental disruptions. And I'm telling you right now, you put me in a laboratory without the internet or the phone or a window for 37 seconds, I'm going to be running around and my adrenaline's going to kick up. 37 days. They said the researchers also carefully regulated their sleep and wake times, moving them back by 4 hours each day. And these effects threw off the participants' bodily clocks and forced their circadian rhythms to operate based only on internal factors. So basically, they took external factors out of the way, and by internal factors, were able to manipulate their circadian rhythm. Then they were able to observe their body's true biological morning, afternoon, and night, separate from those on a clock. Then they looked at food intake and activity levels, and those were defined and tracked by the researchers. And so basically, what they ended up finding was at that time of the day, that their late afternoon, early evening, they seem to have more energy expenditure. They said when people what happened is it was lowest during their biological night. They call it their late biological night. So basically when we're sleeping. And then 12 hours later, that's when they had a little spike. So their energy expenditure was higher 12 hours later. So if you are asleep at 5 in the morning, then 12 hours later would be 5 at night. That's kind of where they got this from. So what does that mean? Well, it says if you're trying to lose weight, you got to keep regular sleep, regular eating schedules. You have to have a consistent, predictable pattern, bodies like that. And then, have a good breakfast, have a good lunch, but maybe don't eat as many calories then, because it looks like you'll burn them more, right, later in the day. I think that's pretty fascinating, I love that kind of stuff where it's like, you stick a person in a lab, you figure out what makes them tick, and then you go, all right, guys, do it outside. I just don't know how anybody could be 37 days without their iPhone. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart-to-body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart-body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're still in shock by the shooting that happened on Wednesday night. 28-year-old Ian Long, a former Marine combat veteran who had been stationed in Afghanistan during his tours, had come in with a Glock and an illegal extra-capacity magazine. He first shot a security guard outside the bar. This is at the Borderline Bar and Grill, and this was Wednesday night, college night, and unfortunately killed 12 people before killing himself. And Todd Stratton, who was at the bar with two friends who died, said he was in disbelief because he had known Long for years. He said, "My friend killed my other friends, and I was just there to see it all happen." He said, "I didn't think that he was the type of person that would do this, and I don't understand it." Now, apparently, yesterday, police searched the home Long shared with his mother. It's very interesting. Some of these killers, they live at home with their mother. Adam Lanza did, too. But Adam Lanza, I think, was still a teenager. But they searched his home. He was 28 years old, and that's the thing. It's very, very common now. A lot of millennials still live at home with their parents, which is understandable considering the economic environment that they kind of grew up in. So I get that. And they said there were rumors that Long suffered from PTSD. Long's high school track coach said that he physically assaulted her his senior year, but she never filed charges. Dominique Colel said there are hundreds of thousands of people with PTSD. They don't go around shooting people. This kid was mentally disturbed in high school. Now, there's been a vigil. Hundreds joined in song outside the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Overflow crowd. I mean, just people pouring in their tributes. But, you know, we're now hearing, oh, yeah, this kid had problems. Kid, 28 years old. This guy had problems. And he had PTSD. Well, look, there's a lot of people with PTSD out there. People who had a car accident, people who were raped, people who had, you know, served military time. It doesn't mean they're going to be a shooter. And you keep hearing, well, you know, these people had PTSD. Maybe we need to redefine this PTSD and not keep calling it like a disorder. So our post-traumatic stress disorder is called just that. You're traumatized. It's post the trauma. You're stressed. And it's a disorder. And yeah, it's a nice way to bring awareness to people who have been traumatized that they may, for a very long time, if not forever, you know, have issues. So that's why they use disorder. And the National Center for PTSD estimates 7 or 8 out of every 100 people in the U.S. will develop it at some point in their lives. So that's 8%. They say 8 million adults will have it in any given year, more women than men, about 10% compared to 4, develop PTSD. And they say PTSD can happen to anyone. It's not a sign of weakness. They say a number of factors can increase the chance that someone will develop PTSD, many of which are not under that person's control. For example, if you were directly exposed to the trauma or injured, you're more likely to develop it. So what are symptoms of PTSD? Well, you know, it's when somebody has, let's say, flashbacks or nightmares, or they relive an event and they just can't move on from it. If they avoid situations or conversations that can bring up the traumatic event. So there's a lot of us out there that's like, we can't watch a rape scene in a movie, or we can't, you know. Now, it doesn't mean we have a disorder. Doesn't mean that we have a quote-unquote illness. Doesn't mean we have a condition. If it prevents us from doing daily activities, yes, it could be considered that. So, like, let's say, for example, let's say somebody was raped in a stairwell. They will never take stairs again. Some of them. Let's say they do that. Now, I don't blame them for not wanting to be in a stairwell. Some stairwells are pretty scary. All right? So I get that. But if they won't take a flight of stairs that's out in the open, you know, or in their house, they have to just, you know, be on the downstairs floor. Then you start to wonder, okay, is this starting to now manifest outside the realm? And so, you know, if you feel abnormally negative, guilty, shame, disinterest in activities, distrustful of people, afraid or numb. So, you know, somebody, let's say, was, you know, assaulted. The average person who was assaulted can still have relationships with, you know, the gender that assaulted them. But you have some that can never look at a man or a woman again. Can never be around a man again. Then they probably may need some, you know, some help. Some counseling. Because at work, you are going to interact with men and women. So, if you're always jittery, on alert, jumpy all the time, that could be a sign that somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, there are stigmas attached because movies have stereotyped these as, all right, somebody's just going to get up and start shooting. And so now people think, oh, if you have PTSD, then, you know, you have a, you know, psychiatric issue. Well, no, not entirely. You have a disorder where the trauma still stresses you out. And by the way, that may be a very successful defense mechanism. You know, I can't tell you how many, you know, how many, shall we say, scenarios people of my grandparents' generation would avoid because they didn't want to be taken to a basement and shot, because that's what they, you know, endured and, you know, lived around with Nazis. So you have, you know, many people that just, you know, or they may not want to be in closed spaces. They were POW. Don't put them in a closed room. Well, I don't blame them. It brings back memories. They feel like they can't escape. So sometimes it's a defense mechanism. You know, driving a car, if you were in a car accident, you're not really going to want to get back behind the wheel right away. Now, I was in multiple car accidents, and my husband kept saying, get back behind the wheel. And, you know, I did, and I love to drive. You know, but, you know, fortunately, thank God, none of these accidents were very, very bad. But you do start, you know, I mean, your mind is smarter than you think. If they're like, Dr. Dahlia can't drive worth crap, and she's going to get into an accident, or she's going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, why don't I keep Dr. Dahlia away from a freeway? Even if the accident isn't my fault, my body will tell me, will try to keep me away from that so I don't keep putting myself in danger. So, and then we overcome. So me, I got right back in the car. But I mean, I really love to drive. I love driving. If I had to be a race car driver, I would. So they say people can often go without treating the condition and suffer in silence because they don't want that negative stigma. But remember, PTSD is not the fault of the person. Yet when we talk about PTSD, we identify a person as having it, so it makes it look like, well, it's on them. You couldn't handle the rape. You couldn't handle the car accident. You couldn't handle your military service. And no. All right? You see your comrades get blown to pieces. That's, I mean, that is not something a normal human in society, you know, endures. And so the average person doesn't think that, but somebody with PTSD feels that that's how people look at them. And so maybe we need to quit calling it PTSD. I mean, maybe we need to maybe not be naming it like a disorder, but we need to maybe destigmatize it by saying, okay, you know, this stuff is normal. You know, you are going to have, you know, reactive memories, or you are going to have defense mechanisms that come into play. But in medicine and in psychiatry, we have to put everything in a disorder. We have to categorize things. And so if somebody does get out of the military and they do end up, you know, having issues and flashbacks and things like that and, you know, fits of rage, etc., you know, they may be more willing to hide it because they don't want somebody saying that they have a disorder. Now, same thing is starting to be done with CTE, if you guys see. All right? When we, you know, start talking about how O.J. Simpson might have had CTE, or Aaron Fernandez, all right, who had been serving jail time for murder when he killed himself, and we started hearing that many football players with their concussions may have PTSD or CTE, then how much do you think, how often do you think future football players are going to want to say, oh, yeah, I have it too, I think? They are so afraid of people thinking that they are going to be violent or they're going to shoot somebody. So, you know, it's the way we as society are approaching these subjects and we're labeling them. But, yes, we may have some football players out there that have gotten too many hits to their head. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You know, it's a shame that no matter who I put in, they go after him. It's very, very sad, I have to say.
President Trump speaking to reporters there a short time ago about his decision to make Matt Whitaker acting attorney general following the recent resignation of Jeff Sessions.
I don't know Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker worked for Jeff Sessions, and he was always extremely highly thought of, and he still is.
The president's critics noting that Whitaker has criticized the investigation being conducted by special counsel Robert Mueller, and many believe that this may be part of a plan by the White House to kill that investigation. Tens of thousands of people being evacuated from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of some huge wildfires being fueled by Santa Ana winds, which are going to stay active for the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So KM, he puts his initials there, writes, I teach at a university. I was listening to your show the other night, and thank you. He goes, I worry that the next shooter could be indiscernible, sitting the whole time in my class. What he's alluding to is Ian Long, the shooter of the Thousand Oaks Bar shooting from Wednesday night, had after his discharge from the military, went to work as a physical trainer, went to school, went to college, took classes at, I believe, UC Northridge. And so he's alluding to that segment when we were talking about how, you know, a lot of times the shooters could just be every day, you know, next to us, and you know, you never know. He said, but in the 25 years I've been teaching, I'm losing the close interactions and relationships with the students I once had. He said, students and I were close, And these days, the kids don't ask questions at the end of class. Many don't even come to class anymore. How do you connect with your students, or do you have the same problems? So this is interesting. You know, this is very interesting. Okay. The generation of students right now, they call them the millennials, right? You know, it's the millennial generation. For those of us not teaching, you know, in grade school or, you know, middle school or high school, but those of us teach at universities, pretty much the generation is mostly millennials. Maybe you'll have a couple Generation X's, maybe you'll have a couple of Generation Z's, whatever. But, you know, I've been teaching in some capacity, all right, for over 20 years. I've taught, you know, students at, you know, universities. I've taught students in high schools. I've taught medical students in a variety of settings. And then now I'm actually in the classroom setting where you have students that are sitting there listening to you and you're lecturing. And I'm doing that almost every day. And it's one of the best jobs I could ever imagine. I love it. But I think professors out there need to realize that people are rapidly changing and evolving. And so the students I have here, 2018, going into 2019, were very different from the types of students in 2007 or 2004. They're a different breed. I think even better. But you need to realize that there's some differences. So you know, we call them the millennials, but it really is the generation of communication. These kids are all about communication and good communication. And so, let's say, for example, somebody puts a post up on Instagram or Facebook, and you don't like it. You don't click like. They're not going to think it's because you didn't see it. They're going to think, oh, yeah, you saw it, and you didn't like it. And whereas we used to, you know, in the olden days, we could pretend we didn't get the letter. We could pretend we're not home. I mean, if my mom called me in the 90s, I want to pick up the phone, she'd leave a message, and I could just say, oh, I didn't check my messages. Now, with the text, she knows gosh darn well I saw her message because it came out as a text. This is the era of communication. And the millennials now, they are the generation of communication. They know how to communicate some of the best. Maybe they may not communicate their feelings that well. But, you know, if you want them to answer you back, you get an answer right away. And they expect the same. So if you're a professor or, you know, somebody, a mentor or coach or whatever, and you don't respond, that's a big slight. That affects them. Now, back when I was a student, it was more of being a part of a herd. You'd want to lay low. You wouldn't want to stand out. Now, I still stood out. I didn't want the professor to know my name. And you would think me as extroverted as I am, but no, I was a student in the 90s. And no, you know what? Let me kind of, you know, do my thing in the back of the class. Let me come late. Don't know who I am. Let me lay low. I'll stand out once I get out of school, but let me get out of school first. It's different. These students love it when I learn their names. And there's a lot of them. So that would be my advice to you. You know, learn your students' names. You want to connect with them, you know, embrace their individuality. And that's the other thing, too. These students, they are very individualistic, and they want to stand out. Now, yes, you have some students that don't participate because they're tired and they want to blend in. I get that. But I don't see as much herding and sisterhood and brotherhood and groupings. I see a lot of individualism. Now, maybe it's because these kids are bombarded with personalities all day long that they really, they don't need to hang with people when they see them in the flesh. And so, you know, going back to this, you know, this professor saying, you know, students used to, you know, come and talk to him at the end of class, etc. 20, 30 years ago, professors, and before that, professors were adorned. They were, professors were, you know, really respected, and, you know, being a professor had a lot of quan. Now, you know, this generation doesn't look at doctors and pilots and, you know, firefighters and things like that with the same awe that we grew up learning. And one reason for that is, you know, becoming, let's say, a politician or a celebrity, that meant you must have been of some royalty. Now, people are seeing, you know, people they went to school with or watched on TV years ago, all of a sudden, you know, just skyrocket to the White House or skyrocket to certain jobs, etc. When you, you know, when Mark Zuckerberg, a college student, ends up running Facebook, it starts to, you know, make these people less like gods, but like, you know what? Any one of us can become president. Any one of us. So, you know, yeah, my professor's up there, but, you know, he's not that special. Whereas in the olden days, we were. And the other thing, too, is what's very interesting is these students are always bombarded with opinions. They are they get opinions and they get, you know, commentary all the time. And so you as a professor or a parent or a mentor need to not have commentary. Otherwise, they're like, all right, this is just commentary. You need to show them that you're actually giving them something that they can't get anywhere else. So, you know, they could Google anything now. They don't need a professor. They could watch their lectures online. They could watch other medical schools' lectures. Why are they going to come to your class? Why are they going to meet you? Well, because you're doing something with them that they can't get on a screen. And so as a professor, I had to learn very quickly that I had to do little activities that were just really meaningful, really, you know, high value, that they would, you know, going, you know what, if I'm going to learn this, I learn more when I'm in the classroom. And those are some of the things, you know, you have to look at. So, you know, the millennial generation is actually one of my favorites. Now that I know so many of them and I've, you know, bonded, I didn't realize how difficult they have it, you know, and it's a lot harder for them. And I think a lot of them are lonely. You know, you don't have a lot of sorority type stuff. Yeah, there's sororities and fraternities out there, et cetera, but you have a lot of people that prefer being alone. And sometimes they get lonely. And it's a real, real rough time to live. Plus, you know, you're always worried about a shooter. You know, I mean, politics is horrible. Nobody knows what their future is going to be in education or in the economy. We don't know if we're going socialized or not. So when you do see a millennial, cut them some slack, you know. Don't say, well, we were tougher. I don't blame their hypersensitivity when it comes to Facebook likes and Instagram and things like that, because they have to be very in tune to what people think, because their competition is fierce. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800
and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out of the hospital, has been discharged. And from what we're being told, she is doing well and working from home. That's according to Kathy Arberg, told USA Today. Now, earlier this week, she had been working at her office and had fallen and sustained 3 rib fractures. She hadn't known that at the time, but she went home, wasn't feeling well, so she checked herself into the hospital. They then x-rayed her, found the rib fractures, and they kept her overnight for observation. And they did that because with rib fractures, the biggest danger one has is pneumonia. rib fractures rarely slice the lung or cause hemothoraxes, although I did have a patient, I've told you guys about that, ended up that being the case. And again, it's because the only reason why I caught it is I always listen to lung sounds, want to make sure they're not developing a pneumonia, couldn't really hear a lot of lung sounds, couldn't hear a lot of aeration and, you know, movement of air in the lungs. We took an x-ray, and you could see he had an effusion. And the effusion wasn't inflammatory cells. It was blood. He had been bleeding, and it was a hemothorax. The funny thing is this was a gentleman who had broken his ribs in a motorcycle accident, and he kept coming back because he was still in pain, so people were calling him a drug seeker. And I don't care if you're a drug seeker or not. You have pain. I'm going to, you know, assume this is the first time you've been evaluated, if this is the first time I'm meeting you. And that's how we picked it up. Poor guy. From what I understand, he did well. They drained the blood, and, you know, he ended up doing okay. But the big worry we have with rib fractures is you are in so much pain, and we're talking one rib fracture is painful. Imagine three, that you don't want to take a deep breath. And as I said yesterday, this is one of very few illnesses or complaints that patients would come in with that I am very liberal when it comes to a pain medication prescription. I'm not going to tell you to go home and take ibuprofen. I will give you a narcotic prescription. I mean, not a lot of pills, but I will give you a narcotic prescription because I need to make sure that you will take a big deep breath. I want you to inhale and exhale without going ow, 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 and just doing little shallow breaths. You do little shallow breaths, stasis. And stasis in nature or in medicine is always bad. You know, what happens if you have a little doggy pool outside, you know, your backyard or patio, and the water sits there for a couple days? It gets murky and cloudy and, you know, but if you have a fountain and things are moving, it's clear water. So same thing with the lungs. You don't move things in and out, then a little bacteria that does get in, it's not going to get out. So that bacteria has a nice little area to set up shop. So pneumonia is the big worry we have. So my guess is what they did is they gave her something for pain. Excuse me, they gave her an antibiotic, and they also gave her, we call it a spirometry, even though spirometry is a test to check, to evaluate your lung function, but a spirometer that you have to blow into, and it has a little ball, and you got to blow hard enough for the ball to get to a certain area, and we medical providers will give you one of those, so you at home, you know, make sure that you're taking deep enough breaths. Now, people will say, well, I don't want to make the rib fracture worse. The rib fracture won't heal if I'm breathing deeply. Yes, it will. Your bone's going to heal. And the ribs know that you're breathing. I mean, you have to breathe. So your ribs will heal even though you're moving. Now, I mean, if you have one big, huge break where the rib is practically falling out of the body, yes, you're going to have surgery. But these cracks in the ribs, no, they'll heal. About 6 weeks. So, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been discharged from the hospital. She's home. And I understand the media. This is what makes it tough. And I got to admit, I saw a lot of crap on social media. But then I saw some people, you know, who were very, very stand-up. And they were like, you know, look, you know, we pray that she gets better. You know, wouldn't wish that pain on our worst enemy. Unfortunately for the Supreme Court justice and, you know, for our administration, this is a, there's no way to get around the politics around this. You have the oldest Supreme Court justice, 85 years old, real tough cookie. I mean, she's battled pancreatic cancer. She's battled prior rib fractures. She's battled arteriosclerosis, having a stent in one of the arteries of her heart. She is one tough cookie. But people are concerned. Does she have the, you know, does she have the health status, or does she have the, would she be able to be fit for duty for the Supreme Court? And the Supreme Court, like I said, it's kind of tricky in that, you know, you get to serve for life. And we basically have to rely on you deciding that you're going to retire. She has no plans to retire soon. At least she's staying till 2020. And, you know, on one end, whether I like her politics or not, I don't blame her. You know, I mean, for this woman to come out of the hospital, and people are like, yeah, right, she's really working. I don't know. I'm a workaholic. When I had surgery, I started working that night. I gave birth and I was back at work in 3 days. I mean, I'm a workaholic, so I wouldn't be surprised. You know, for somebody to be 85 years old and a Supreme Court justice, she has to have a little workaholism in her. So I'm not surprised by that. But you hear a lot of talk of impeachment when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, the Democrats are going to now impeach Brett Kavanaugh because he had alcohol in college. And, okay, yeah, really? All right. Yeah, didn't President Obama, didn't he do cocaine or was there something? Yeah, and then, you know, Bill Clinton with marijuana. Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh and the alcohol is impeachment material. All right, whatever. But it's really difficult to remove a Supreme Court justice. And again, and we talked about the clause and the article in the Constitution, but, you know, they could serve as long as they have quote-unquote good behavior. So there has only been one Supreme Court justice removed back in 1805. And so good behavior doesn't necessarily mean, you know, lack of dementia or lack of physical ailments. So, it's a seat that people are watching. And you heard half the country gasp when they heard that she went to the hospital. You had half the country go, oh, and it should have been like that. We all should have been, you know, we don't want to see an older woman, you know, suffer. But looks like, you know, she's on the mend. And, people are watching. For people asking, well, you know, look, you know, does she sit there, fall asleep? You know, is she cognizant? Is she coherent enough to hear cases? For those of us that don't like the way she rules, we may say no. But for those who do like the way she rules, she does seem to have some very, coherent and, logical statements. So nobody's going to say that she's not medically fit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Nevada did vote to eliminate the tampon tax. That made national news. So women in Nevada can now buy feminine hygiene products without paying a quote-unquote tampon tax. So we removed the 7% sales tax on feminine hygiene products. Personally, I would also like to see male products also, you know, maybe not be taxed, like toilet paper. You know, I think it's very, very nice that, you know, we women who have to deal with periods don't have to pay an extra tax. I think it's nice, but, you know, I like the idea of equality and, you know, men too. Men have to use certain products that they really don't want to. And in fact, you know, I know a lot of men that don't use toilet paper. Maybe they'll start using toilet paper more if we eliminate the tax too. So just think of the guys as well. That's all I have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.